Yo, yo, what's up? What's up? Another week, Strange Sports with your boy, Big T. Welcome to the show. Got a lot to talk about tonight. You know, NFL, NBA, a lot of things going on. You know, with your boy, Big T. Thank you for coming on for another week. And let's get right to it. All right, then the NFL kind of interesting. We got a lot of games today. Right now, the Super Bowl rematch is going on. Tom Brady and the Warriors beating the Atlanta Falcons 17-0, picking up where they left off in the fourth quarter of their Super Bowl. And just putting it to Atlanta, putting their thing to them right now. 17-0 is the score. Thursday game, which, you know, was a crazy one with Oakland and Kansas City. Rashawn Lynch got ejected for putting his hands on the official. Derek Carr had a record night, and he had, I think, 417 yards passing and three touchdowns, no interceptions. Amari Cooper had a record night. 11 receptions, 210 yards. Jared Cook, I think he had like 108 yards, something like that. All right, great night for them. Then let's get to, you hear me breathe, the Dallas Cowboys. I know I'm going to hear all day and all night, oh, the Cowboys are back now. Oh, the Cowboys are this. The Cowboys are that. Oh, it's this and that. What's going on? You know, the Cowboys are back. All right. Let me see his name right. Dak Prescott had 234 yards, three touchdowns. Had a pretty good night. Ezekiel Elliott rushed for 26 yards, 147 yards carry. Rod Smith, what are they doing with Alfred Morris? Alfred Morris still is a great running back, and he's not getting – he just got two carries for 15 yards. How is he getting used? I really – you know, I was hoping that he ended up somewhere else because he still was a good running back when he left Washington. I wish Washington never gave him up. And I think he would have been a great addition to what they're doing now. But – he just had two carries for 15 yards, but hey, it is what it is. All right, the C.J. Beathard era has begun, but nothing has produced. All right, 22 for 38, 235 yards for the San Francisco 49ers. No touchdowns. The 49ers look like he couldn't get it done today. But he had a running touchdown. He had five carries for 30 yards. Carlos Hyde, 14 carries, 68 yards. All right. And I want to talk about. Also talk about. I know my Skins fans wanted to hit that Pierre Garçon put on the Redskins last week, and he got fined for it. I didn't think that was a fine. The man is just awesomely strong. He's a powerhouse. He's always been that way. He knocked the guy helmet off with his forearm. The guy was trying to tackle him, and he just ran into his forearm. Hey, it is what it is. You know, you can't hate the man because he knocked him out, but. Hey, the man has always been a powerhouse. All right, moving on. The New York Football Giants. You know, we gave them a war last week for winning, beating the Denver Broncos, and they had a lead over the Seattle Seahawks through like 2.5 quarters. Then Seattle just all right, hey, on time playing with y'all. So it is over for you. 24-7 win for the Seahawks today. Giants go to 1-6 over the year so far right now. Last in the NFC East. Yeah, I think that season is, you can say, is done. All right, and they, you know, Eli, you know, all his receivers are hurt. So hey, you know, number one draft pick is looking very closely for them. And that is a good question. Eli is getting older. His years are about done to me. I said that. you know, Matt Kellen talking about Tom Brady. Shoot, Eli been in the league a long time. All right, so you know, is he about there? You know, he's getting up there. So 24-7 win for the Seahawks and Russell Wilson today. The Chargers beat the Broncos 21-0. Shutout for the Broncos. Not been looking too good in the last 2 weeks for them. All right, Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Bengals today. Big Ben, who had a great game, pretty good game, 224 yards, no picks, two touchdowns, 14 for 24 from the his stats. Andy Dalton had two interceptions. I was looking at that game, and it was a pretty good game. Hard hitting at first, you know they, you know you rivals, and you go at it like that. Andy Dalton, 17 for 30. 30 attempts, 140 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Joe Nixon, he really haven't impressed me yet. I guess you go to the where guys look at, you know, now these days it's more about throwing the ball than running the ball. You know, back in the days in Redskins had John Ridden and Steven Davis and stuff like that. Tony Dorsett for the Cowboys, it was about running the ball. And people don't really run the ball that much no more. And it is what it is. Levon Bell had 35 carries, 134 yards. He's still been doing his thing. It's certain running backs still can do it. But, hey, you know, a lot ain't doing it these days. All right. So, yeah, Antonio Brown, 4 receptions, 65 yards with a touchdown. Bell had 3 receptions, 58 yards. You know, A.J. Green ain't getting for the Bengals. You know, he ain't getting – he getting used sometimes and not that much. He just had 41 receptions yards, and that ain't, you know, that ain't cool. So, you know, it is what it is. Hold on, we got a caller. Got two callers, I'm sorry. Hello, caller, you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is
Hello?
Erica Parker Jones.
This who?
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
This is Angela Parker Jones.
Hey, Angela. Hold, all right. Let me introduce you, hold on. This is my special guest tonight, Angela Parker Jones. She had written a book called Deranged. It's in stores now, right?
Yes, it is. It's at Barnes & Noble and Books & Me.
Okay. And I've had known Angela for what? Middle school, sixth grade, welcome middle school. Lovely person. We are old friends. What inspired you to write the book, Angela?
Well, I've been writing it since I was at the age of 15, writing personal journals. And publishing a book has always been my dream. So after I turned 40, I said it was time.
Yeah. So, you know, what inspired, you know, and you know, you inspired other writers to do the same thing, and you know, what came up with the concept of the book?
I mean, I was in a person who loved mystery murder stories. So, I didn't really get the title until after I finished writing the story. So after I kind of looked, you know, reread my book, I said, well, this is something that should be named Deranged because,
yeah, okay,
you know, it's kind of, yeah.
All right. So what's the concept of the book?
The concept of it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, it's pretty much Kenzie's a lady that has a lot of disappearing and killing right before her face. I don't want to really try to break it down, so I want to really tell the whole story, but she just has a lot of...
It's a
Yeah, because she pretty much has a lot of disappearing and killings right before her face. And
okay.
A lot of times, she might pass out when she went back up, the person is gone, or she may walk away, to call the cops or something to get back, the body's gone. So.
Oh, okay. Interesting,
yeah.
So where else do you find your book at? Barnes & Noble and what, and where else do you can find it at?
Well, pretty much you can find it anywhere online, anywhere you sell a book. Amazon.com, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Exhibitors. Lord, there's so many websites. Kobo.com. Pretty much anywhere where you can find a book, that's where it's at. Online.
Okay. All right. And like I said, and I appreciate for you coming on, Angela, and telling us about your book. And, y'all go buy Angela Parker Jones' book and bookstores, Barnes & Noble, anywhere online. Y'all go get it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, appreciate it, Angela.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, there was Angela Parker Jones, ladies and gentlemen. And thank her for coming on the show. And we got another caller. Hello, caller, you there? Good evening,
yes.
How are you?
All right.
Yes, sir.
This is Lou from Jersey. We actually spoke through the internet just a little while ago.
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Yeah, sorry. Yes, that's me. All right. Well, under normal circumstances, I'd be pretty good, but since the Yankees lost last night, well, it really put me in a downward mode. Oh boy.
Yeah, I know they were talking all week like the Yankees was going to they was looking forward for the Yankees and Dodgers heading to the World Series. But the Astros had I thought the Yankees were going to do it last night, but I was trying to keep up with college football, looking back and forth, and they're like,
they
ain't catching up.
Mm-hmm.
They're not catching up. So so who are you pulling for in the World Series now?
Well, my heart is going with Houston, but I think the Dodgers are going to kill them.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah,
Dodgers are too powerful.
Yeah, they are a powerful team this year. They are. And, they've been talking about the Dodgers for years and, they're getting there. Now they're finally there. See what can they do. The Cubs won it last year. So, you heard a good chance they can win it.
Well, I was hoping for the rematch of 81, which, was a nightmare for me, though.
Okay. I was in an old school Braves fan, and I like the Yankees too. And I like back in the day, Deion Sanders and Glavine and David Justice and the Bulls. Yeah, I used to watch them all the time.
I started watching the Braves on and off since '82, and then '86. TBS came to our cable system. And I finally get to watch the Atlanta Braves baseball. Oh wow! Finally. Now I get to see how good this team really is.
Yeah, I remember we were down here in North Carolina when we first got cable. I was young. I was 14. And that was the first team that I saw, the Braves. And, I think they went to the World – was it Kansas City that beat them in 7?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Kansas City beating them in 7. And that one and that with the Smokes and the Bulls, that's who I first saw. No, in
right.
baseball, like that. Yeah, I remember the Mets with Strawberry and stuff. Well, I really just paid attention to that Braves team.
Right, and of course
so
the Braves were the power. For the most part, there were two teams that were powerhouses in the 90s. It was the Yankees because they won 3 championships, but Atlanta won 9 division titles in that decade. So. You could really say we had two powerhouse teams in the 90s in baseball.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yankees are trying to fight their way back, but what happened to the Braves?
Yeah, what happened to a whole lot of trades and, You know, I really think their team has just, you know, they ain't been the same in years. Because, you know, what, they won 14 pennants straight?
Yes.
Yes, it was something like, it was 14 pennants straight. So, you ain't seen the same in years. So, what about football?
Yeah, sorry, the Braves went, yeah.
Yeah. So, what you like about football?
I'm more of an offensive type of guy.
Okay.
I know. Defense wins championships, but hey, if you don't score, you don't win.
That's right. Who's your favorite team?
I'm a Cowboy fan.
Ah, those Cowgirls, huh?
I knew it. I deserve it though.
Those Cowgirls. Hey, but y'all pulled it off today though.
Let me guess. You're a Falcons fan?
No, Redskins for life.
Redskins?
Yes, sir. I've been Redskins since I was 5 years old.
Do you think your star player is going to stay another year, or is this going to be it?
No, I think they will keep him another year. I hate how they're doing business with him, but I think they're going to franchise tag him again. I just feel like they're not going to give him a contract.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to franchise him again. And they got this, that last franchise that they can get him with. I think he'll make like $42 million, something like that, with this franchise if he get tagged again. So, you know, the best thing, the smartest thing is to sign him. So,
yeah, but, you know, they keep saying, you know, just getting one-year deals, you know, eventually, you know, he's going to say, look, if you don't make me a full-time player, I'll take my business elsewhere.
Yeah.
I happen to agree with him. Because no one wants to be, you know, left hanging every year. Like, you know, I say, use me or lose me.
That's right.
Well, that's the way I look at it.
That's right. But, hey, we'll see what he do against Philly tomorrow night. So, I'm going to be stuck at work, but, hey, I can, you know, I tune in somewhere somehow.
Well, I'm not much of a big fan of either team, but if I was a betting man in this game, I think the odds are going to go with Philly.
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks.
I have colleagues on both ends.
Hey, I'm going to go with my boys. I'm going to stick with them.
Oh, of course. But it's also kind of tough because I have colleagues on both ends of it, you know.
Yeah.
One side is Philadelphia, and the other side is Washington. So,
yeah.
I'm stuck in a bind.
Yeah. Yeah.
How embarrassing.
Oh, boy. But, hey, long my skin take care of it, we'll be all right.
Yeah. So, you've been doing this for about 2 months now, you said, right?
Yeah, about 2.5 months. Just starting.
Oh.
Real good.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm enjoying it.
Oh, I enjoy it too. I've been part of this network for a year and a half now.
Okay. That's good. That's great. I like the family, you know, the family atmosphere of it, and everybody's been great to me, and you know, I love it. Hey, can you stay online right quick? Let me pay a bill right quick.
Sure.
Yeah. Just hold on one quick second.
A commercial timeout.
It's a commercial timeout. We'll be right back with the Stream Sports.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your networking computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in a protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We're committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
All right. We're back on Extreme Sports. With my guest, I'm sorry. I should ask the name first. Lewis, right?
Lewis. Correct, yes.
All right, I was right. See, I remember some things sometimes, and, you know, my head ain't blank all the time.
Right.
All right.
Well, you can remember some of the things. You can remember some of the things some of the time, but you can't remember all the things all the time.
That's right. Right, and we're here talking about the Skins, and we're talking about Philly game tomorrow night. So,
yes.
And the NBA for you?
I'm a Knicks fan, even though they're not doing so well right now, but I still stick by them.
Okay, so you that's a good question. Brian Evans will ask it on the Morning Cup show. I went on his show the other day, and he was asking about Michael Jordan and about the days superstars are hurting the game, you know, for guys teaming up. And
Right. Was
the Jordan era was there a super team? I say no, because like I told him, Michael Jordan back in the days Scottie Pippen had to build into making himself a superstar. And
yes.
The New York Knicks, you know, he had to fight against the Knicks, Detroit. They, you know, the teams out there was average
LA.
Out pretty good all around. And, you know, back then the Knicks were a super team also. And, you know, that's why I was like, you know, the days then compared to now was a whole lot different. So what's your opinion about it?
Well, I don't know if we could say it, because L.A. was part of that, was a super team, you know, back in the 80s as well. I mean, Jordan had to compete, you know, with Bird, Worthy, Magic, you know. That was a team that was, Kareem, that was the team that was the powerhouse back in the 1980s in the NBA.
Yeah.
On the western side. Then on the eastern side you had Celtics. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know,
show you my hatred, my passion of hatred for the Celtics.
So you hate the Celtics, anyways, huh?
Every time I look at the Celtics, I want to throw up.
So what's your thought about Kyrie Irving going there?
Well, this is not the same team as it was back then, and right now. You know, with what happened with the injury that I saw, I think this team could be a train wreck right now.
Yeah, you know, if they can get another lucky trade.
I mean, because that injury I saw opening night, which was devastating. I'm like, oh boy, this is.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the most gruesome injuries I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it was just showing in the round. I was like, no, you can't even look at it. I couldn't look at it. Every time it showed on TV, it turned the other way.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. But your Knicks back in the day, now you losing Carmelo. And do y'all think y'all got hope?
I am, because, you know, Carmelo was, you know, a bit of a headache for us. And also Phil Jackson, so I'm glad he's gone. But last night against the Pistons, they choked again. Oh, boy. Just embarrassing.
Is Porzingis the answer?
Is what?
Is Porzingis the answer for y'all?
I don't think so. But it is his team now. So, you know, if he's got to grow up, and he's got to grow up fast to carry this team through. I mean, he can't be, you know, like he was towards the end of last season, you know, and going on a rampage.
My opinion was
he's
the coach.
He's got to step up.
And my opinion was the coach. When you got rid of Mike Brown held the guys together. When Phil came in and got rid of Mike Brown and trying to put his mark on everything, I think it messed it up.
Yeah. We need to find a really good coach, too.
Yeah. Because I don't think Hornacek, with him down Phoenix, he couldn't do nothing. So.
Well, I can tell you what coach that was even worse than that for us.
Oh.
Mike D'Antoni. Ugh. Was that horrible?
Yeah, but look what he's doing right now with Houston. So last year,
where were you? We needed you.
You need
sure,
that, Mike.
You turn us into losers, but you turn the Rockets into a powerhouse. Thanks a lot. Sure.
Yeah. Well, before that,
we had another schlub. That was just as bad. But he got fired right away.
Was Larry or Isaiah?
Worse than that.
Who was that other coach?
Don Nelson. Oof.
Who?
Don Nelson.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Loser.
Did he finish the season?
I don't think he finished more than about January.
Yeah, he. I know he didn't go the whole season.
No way.
Yeah. It's surprising about Larry Brown, though. Larry's always had a winning team, but, they didn't want to play for him.
Why not?
I don't know. You know, everywhere Larry went, he was a great coach, but, the guys didn't want to play for him, I guess. So.
Afraid to take a chance on us?
Yeah.
So, Coach, you were.
Yeah. Isaiah couldn't make it, so, hey.
Mm.
It was what it was.
Isaiah was a nightmare, too.
Yeah, he really was. I think the best thing y'all had was...
To show you, too. Great players, as good as he was, don't always necessarily make great coaches.
Yeah. That's right.
I mean, because, Phil Jackson, great player for Chicago, but as a coach for the Knicks, oh boy.
Yeah.
What team president?
Yeah.
Ugh. A nightmare.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this nightmare can end, this season. I mean, okay, they're 0-2, but hey, it's only 0-2, not like 0-22.
Yeah. So, and then they play, they play pretty good ball against Detroit. And so, but you got to feed off that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to feed off
that. I was actually at a game a long time ago when it was the Knicks versus Detroit back in, 1993.
Oh, the good old days.
The good old days. That was the run of the championship year, almost.
Yeah.
And
y'all got to the finals against Houston.
Yeah, and of course, two things that happened that year that I will recall. One, when Isaiah turned us down, I went to that game the next day, and you would not believe the booing that was at Madison Square Garden. And I was one of the loudest booers.
Oh, wow.
I was ready to puke when I heard his name. When Mike Walshevsky, the PA announcer, announced his name, I was ready to puke.
Yeah.
I think I did. No. I wanted to.
Hey, Luke.
Yeah.
Hey, Luke, you want my segment coming up, Speak Your Mind? You want to stay on the line?
Oh, okay.
You can
stay
on the line? Yeah. I'm about to bring my segment in with Speaking Mouth, my boy Jay Real.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. Jay,
What up?
Where are we going today?
We are going straight to 21 Savage. 21 Savage did a show at ECU. 21 minutes of 21 Savage. Okay, let's get it. First of all, 21 Savage did 21 minutes at ECU and got paid $65,000. Y'all do the math. $65,000 for 21 minutes of 21 Savage. And he said the name wrong. Not the name. The school name wrong. He said ECSU or some stupid shit like that. The point is, the nigga is disrespectful. You came to Eastern North Carolina. You had the nerve to come to my state and go out here and do some disrespectful bullshit. 21 Savage, first of all, your music sucks. I want to tell you that personally. Even if you hear it or you don't hear it, it doesn't matter because I don't hear you anyway because I don't listen to you, nigga. But you cannot come to my state, North Carolina, and disrespect my state and say, thank you, ECSU. First of all, it was ECU, nigga, and 21 minutes for $65,000? Bro, more than disrespectful. It's damn right. Oh, man, I don't even know how to explain it. You ain't shit. I don't ever want to hear your music anyway, but North Carolina do not support this fool because he completely disrespected us and he didn't have no love, no respect for us at all as fans of his bull crap. Bull crap, that's too soft. Bullshit, you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, how did you do that to us, man? It's disrespectful, man. Jay Real, man, like I said, man, speak what you feel and feel what you speak.
Yeah, that's right. And my man Jay Real, hey Jay, you got time to stay on for a minute?
Always, baby, for you, brother. Always for you, brother.
Hey Jay, I got Lewis on Lewis, right?
Yes.
Lewis,
what's up,
Lewis?
How you do?
Great.
So,
man.
Jay, you and Lewis got something in common. You used to love the Knicks. He loved the Knicks. But y'all don't have it in common no more. So he was telling me about the Knickerbockers and back in the days in 93. And what you feel about Carmelo?
Are you asking me or him?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Tell him about how you felt about your boy Carmelo.
As far as the trade or what? Hit me with it, Big
D. About being with the Knicks.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. The Knicks did not let my boy Melo do what he was supposed to do. They did not do what Melo was meant to do. They took Melo to New York because they knew his greatness, and they tried to hold him back. Phil Jackson did not want to let my boy Melo be great. They say he shot too much. He didn't pass the ball enough. Who he going to pass the ball to? Phil Jackson? Come on.
What you
know
about that, Lewis?
I don't know about that. I mean, you know, Melo wasn't even really happy in New York in the past few years, and I think he just wanted out. He really didn't put his heart into the game at all. You know, that was part of the problem.
Into the game at all?
Not in the last few years. The last 2 years.
Melo always put his heart into the game, always. But the game never put their heart into Melo. Melo always put his heart to the game. The game did support Melo, man.
Hey, do you feel like it was the team or what?
Management. It was management. Management did support Melo.
Lewis, you go ahead, Lewis.
That's true. Management was a bit of a problem. Management was a problem. I mean, because the problems do start from the ground floor up, and then work its way down.
Right.
Okay.
Big T, I got to say this, Big T. The New York Knicks front office did not support Melo when they knew Melo was their fucking star player. Not only was he their star player, he was their breadwinner. Nobody came Madison Square Garden to see nobody but who? Melo. Let's just be completely honest. Okay? Why didn't they support the brother? Why?
Yeah.
And you feel
me? Well, all right. The talent that he had around it, when he first came to New York, I felt like he had some great talent. I'm saying
he did.
I just feel like
that's what he had.
Yeah, the last couple years they didn't put no good talent. Yeah, J.R.
Yep.
Smith, and they didn't put no good talent around him. And we were talking about the coach.
Melo brought J.R. Smith back to the NBA when he was playing overseas.
Yeah, in China.
Right or wrong?
Right. But, Jay, we were talking about the coaching that they had also. We were saying it was a big coaches was a big problem.
Oh, yeah, very big problem. Melo was better than his coaches. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was better than his coaches in the NBA.
That's true. Very true.
Okay, first of all, I got to say this. Let's stop acting like Melo is not an elite player in the NBA. Please stop doing that to Melo. Melo is a great, when I say it, I'm going to say it again, a great player. Not being biased because he's my favorite player, but at the same time, he's a great player. Come on, man. Give my man his respect, man. Give him his respect, man.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's Porzingis' team now. Yeah, it's Porzingis' team now. He moved on. So, you know, let's see what happens.
Porzingis can't hold that team.
Yeah, but hey.
Porzingis can't hold that team.
We're going to see. Hey, we're going to see. Is his team now? What can he do?
Nothing.
No, he can't hold the team without help. And he don't have no
help. He don't have no help. No help at all.
He don't have no help at all.
But Melo is where?
Oh, OKC.
Where's Melo?
OKC.
Go ahead, Lewis.
Who winning all this year, Lewis?
Well, it's a tough one because right now nobody seems to look that dominant, but I still think maybe Golden State has one more run in him, but as it looks right now.
No.
Oh, boy.
No.
Okay.
I guarantee you OKC can beat them. I guarantee you.
Yeah, second possibility.
Hey, Jay. They call it L tonight, Jay.
Doesn't matter. It's early in the season. We'll take an L.
You got a talented Minnesota Timberwolves team they played against tonight, and the Wolves looked great.
It was a great game. They have a very young and great talented team, though.
Yeah.
But we'll take an L tonight. Early in the season, we'll take it.
Yeah, great game. It was a great game. You know, Wiggins got 27. The whole starting five was, you know, in double figures. So, hey.
I respect that, but let's keep it real. Playoffs? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Nothing matters but the playoffs in the NBA.
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
It was, yeah. Right? It was, yeah. You're right. Well, let's see what happened because last night, you can put it like this. Last night and the night, every team that you think will win lost. Cleveland lost. Golden State lost. OKC lost tonight.
Cleveland
sucked. Yeah, Cleveland got skunked. That surprised me. Orlando put a team.
I'm not surprised.
Orlando put a team.
Rose go out there and break his nail, he gonna be hurt for the season.
And didn't he get hurt again?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So I'm not surprised. They should have never let go of my boy. And I ain't even a Duke fan, Carolina all day. But they should have never let Kyrie go.
Yeah. But hey, you know, Lewis hates the Celtics. Lewis said, you know, when you see the Celtics,
right.
What do you do, Lewis? He said he had everything about the Celtics.
That's right.
Trash. Yeah, the bird. Look, the bird days. What you do about the bird days, then, Lewis?
Ugh, the bird days. Ugh. Every time I saw your bird, they're like, ugh. I was like, you ever feel like, you know, you want to throw darts at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
At somebody's picture. That was the one I wanted to throw darts at. At his picture.
At bird picture. You be in the bar just throwing darts.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Throw a dart at the picture of Larry Bird.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin McHale, Larry Bird, Parrish. Hey, that was a good team, though.
Didn't Parrish play for like 30 years?
Yeah. He ended
only
30?
I thought it was like 50.
How long, Lewis?
About 50. He was old when I was a kid.
Right. Yeah. He was old when I was a kid. Like, why was he even still there?
Yeah.
He's a dinosaur.
I think he owed his baby mama some child support or something.
Yeah, he ended with the title, with the Bulls. He finally left.
He did.
On that roster. Yeah, the last run with the Bulls.
I don't think he gets a lot of respect that he deserves, but that's another story for another time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Parrish is like a dinosaur.
Yeah. He was saying that he's like a dinosaur.
A Tyrannosaurus Rex.
But
that was a great
ESPN document with the Lakers and Celtics. Now, I enjoyed watching that.
Yeah.
It was a lot of stuff I didn't know.
That was great.
Yeah,
that
was a great story.
Lakers and the Celtics are the best rivalry in sports history to me.
Yeah,
even though I'm not a fan of neither, I think it's the best rivalry in sports, period.
Even more so than the Yankees and the Red Sox?
Okay, first of all, I'm a Yankee fan. Forget the fuck the Red Sox, man.
I know. Stay with me.
First of all, I got to ask you, are you a Yankee or a Red Sox fan?
Oh, Yankee fans in 74.
Okay, we friends. I like you, man. We're friends. I got to go with my Yankees, man.
Yeah.
So, Jay, how do you feel they didn't get in the World Series?
Say it again?
How do you feel the Yankees didn't get in the World Series?
That was wrong.
True.
You felt wrong.
Yeah,
he had it in our back pocket.
Exactly. Come on, man. The Yankees are baseball. The Yankees are baseball.
That's
right. When you think of baseball, you think of the Yankees. Come on.
Yes, I do.
Oh, man. And if it would have been Yankees and Dodgers, wow. That World Series would have made millions. Yeah.
That could have been revenge for me because – I don't know how long you guys have been around, but I remember when the last time they faced each other, it was 1981, and I was ready to watch the final game of the World Series. We're up 2-0 in the series, and we're cruising along until we go to L.A., and then we hit a roadblock or what? Because then we went on to lose the next 4 games, even here back at home in Game 6, and broke the heart of an 11-year-old boy from New Jersey.
No.
Jersey in the house.
Yeah,
but you know what? I hate the fact. I'm sorry, Big T. I gotta say this. I hate the fact that they went to LA. I hate it. I'm just gonna be real.
Sorry, the Dodgers.
Yes.
So yeah, they used to be the Brooklyn Dodgers. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. They wanted to go to Hollywood.
Yeah.
So let's go Yankees. Big baseball fan. They real is
well,
a big baseball
if
fan.
Well, if you make it feel any better, my mother is a Dodgers fan.
Oh, man. How does that make you feel?
Sick.
To make it worse,
my cousins are Mets fans. Ugh.
Oh,
man.
I remember, like I said, that's what I remember about baseball, looking at the Mets. And I saw the Yankees and stuff like that, and Mets win the World Series in the 80s and stuff like that. So, you know.
Yeah, the 80s, we suck.
When I caught baseball good, I was like, I tell him, I was looking at Atlanta Braves. David Justice, Deion Sanders, and the Bulls.
Okay, Atlanta Braves, David Justice, Tom McGlavin, Fred McGriff. My grandfather, God rest his soul, was one of the biggest Atlanta Braves fan I ever met in my life. And ever since then, I've been an Atlanta Braves fan because of my grandfather. Yeah. Because of my grandfather, yes. So I'm always going to be Atlanta Braves and New York Yankees.
Yeah.
That Atlanta Braves team was great. Great.
Yeah, that was
I think the Atlanta Braves at that time were the Chicago Bulls of that time. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, right now we got the Super Bowl rematch on right now, but it's not looking like just the same result because the Patriots are beating up on the Falcons, and the Falcons look weak.
Oh yeah,
the
Falcons ain't the same team this year.
No,
I can't deal with football. Jerry Rice retired. I stopped watching, and then when they did my boy Colin Kaepernick, I can't deal with football.
So, Lewis, I want to ask you while we are here. Now, this is something I say I want to talk about tonight also.
Right.
I had a problem this week when the media went to Roger Goodell, and Roger Goodell said, you know, hey, it's a policy before the flag, to stand up for the flag, but we're
right.
not going to make nobody stand up for the flag. And I felt like reporters got up and like, you know, why aren't you going to make them do this? Why aren't you going to make them do that? And we're trying to push him to make a statement like, hey, we're going to make players do what we say, not what, you know, what they want to do. So how do you feel about that?
Well, that's kind of like a double-edged sword here. I mean, like, oh, we'd like you to stand, but we're not going to make you. I mean, that's what's called the cowardly way, I think. And that's what I heard. You know, I mean, either you are or you're not. But the problem is, if they make it mandatory, you know, there are going to be players I think are still going to protest it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because I also remember a time when the players didn't come out for the anthem. They were still locker room, the anthem was being played, and it wasn't even televised.
Yeah.
See, that was before my time. I was born in 83, so.
Oh, my God, I am old.
Yeah, I was born in 75, so.
I was born in 70.
We still friends.
Yeah, we have a connection, you know. You got a connection. What we didn't see, you saw. you bring it to us.
Let me ask y'all a question. Can I ask y'all a question?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So, do y'all feel as if the players should not kneel?
No, I feel like I agree with Booker McFarland from. He be college football Mike and Mike sometimes. He said that he understand where the players coming from. He understand what they saying, but he's saying don't have an initiative to players come together and to go out here and do something about what's going on. Work together work together with the owners and. I'm gonna say this: how the media will try to flip everything this week and saying, "Hey, owners going to make you do this and make you do that." Stephen A. Smith said he talked to a lot of owners, and a lot of owners said we're gonna stick by the players. If the players, we're not gonna make the players do anything they don't want to do. So if they want to, we're going to work together and how we need to do this. And I understand when you're losing money from the sponsors and stuff like that, but it's like you're going into a job and you're making, trying to, that's why people don't work together these days. Are you going to do what I say or else? And people don't listen to that these days.
Right.
You
right.
Know,
you're right.
Yeah, so if you can come to a common ground and work together, and that's how I'm looking at it, and you're making everybody, you know, you working together. Hey, look, we working to make everything for the injustice. You know, we making the troops feel like, hey, we're not going against them. We just making everything
Never.
Work together. Yeah.
That's right. Not going against the troops.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
and
we
that's
shouldn't.
The whole objective. Yeah. And that's all. But Eric is making it seem like Colin Kaepernick's message won't against the troops. It was the injustice
never,
of what
it never
happened
was.
To people. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
It was never, and that's what people are not
it was
listening.
Against, right. It was against the unjustified, let's keep it real, the unjustified murders of black people. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Let's go there. We got to go there, Big T. We got to go there,
yeah.
Big T. It was about the unjustified murders of the police getting off on killing black men. And women. Because we forget about black women. So, how can this be, I got to say this, how can this be America and everybody's equal and equality is the biggest thing, but there's no equality when it comes down to black people? That's bullshit.
And
we got the homie in here, and he a white boy. He a white man. But you got to agree, man. You got to. If you don't agree with that, then I don't even know how to talk to you. It's injustice. Let's be honest. It's injustice. Hello?
I'm still here.
It's injustice.
So, it is.
It is.
So, Lou, what you think
people
about everything?
People scared to touch on this subject because it's like, well, if I say something, will I get banned? If I say something, will people shun me? Damn that, okay? This is America. We always talk about the American way, but America is always glad until America doesn't get its way. But it's the American way. You understand?
Yeah.
When black people protest, or Mexicans, or shit, white people, when y'all protest, when gays protest, that's the American way.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
But at the same time, I think maybe it's the protesting has lost its meaning.
I think it's lost
its meaning. Like, you know, what are they really protesting
for
now?
The media
now,
took
but.
The meaning away. It ain't lost its meaning. America haven't lost its meaning. The media took America's meaning away. America itself is about freedom, justice, and equality. Okay? But with the American people, we took that out of it. You understand what I'm saying? And we as Americans have said we can be American to a certain extent. And that myself, I feel, is bullshit. You cannot be American to a certain extent. You have to be American completely. Now, America represents freedom, right? Right or wrong?
Absolutely.
Therefore, America and Americans have the freedom to protest, have the freedom to speak out. That's what America is about. So, therefore, you can't say that you're wrong, because America is about freedom, the freedom to think, the freedom to have a choice, the freedom to do or don't do. You feel me? So, you can't put a limitation on freedom. I'm
Trump got Trump got freedom to say what he wants to say, right?
That's right.
So that's a good point. That's a very good
point. It's America.
Yeah.
It's America. Freedom ain't got no limitations. How can you put limitations on freedom? If a white man wanted to go out here and say white power, you can't be mad. That's America. If a black man wanted to go and say black power, you can't be mad. That's America. If a gay man wanted to say gay rights, that's America. You can't be mad. Because that's America.
No. Yes, it is.
You feel me? That's America. My brother, and I love my brother, and my brother is gay. So can I can't feel like he don't deserve no rights. He does. That's my brother. My blood brother. You feel me?
Yep.
So he don't deserve no rights? He's an American. Right?
That's
right.
He
is. And we all need to, and you know, we all need to respect each other, though.
And that's the most important thing. Even, like I tell anybody, I was raised on the farm in Billboard, North Carolina. My neighbors, that my grandmama, she used to clean their houses and stuff. My grandmother raised me, and they was white people, but we got treated the same. We ate the same. I went to the house side of their table. They came to our house side of the table. They stayed some night. Our house was some nights at their house. It wasn't nothing different. So that's why I look at a white man, black man, Chinese man. You bleed, you do everything the same. And that's why all this hatred around here is just ridiculous.
It is. It's ridiculous because, Tim, you my brother. I love you. I'm sorry, I don't want to say your name wrong, so speak your name, please.
Lewis.
Lewis?
Yes, I'm still here.
You my brother, and I love you. You understand me? I've never met you a day in my life, but I got to love you off the strength. You understand what I'm saying? So,
even though I'm white?
Most definitely. But we got to love each other. No, for real, Big T. That's the only way we're going to get over the bullshit that's going on.
That's right.
You understand? Whether it's football, basketball, or whatever, we got to be together because you mean to tell me LeBron ain't going to pass the ball to a white boy?
Oh, yeah. What was his name? Stokovich? Or the guy when Kyrie got hurt? He loved
Stokovich.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. I won't rush. I would love to keep talking. I got a minute and 50 seconds left.
Wow, time flies.
I got a minute to say. Yeah, I appreciate y'all tremendously, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Lewis, what's your last name, Mr. Lewis?
Tenor. That's T-E-N-O-R with the silent E at the end.
All right, Mr. Tenor. If I said it right.
See, I knew it. I knew it. That's why I always say the E is silent because if I don't emphasize that, everybody's gonna get wrong.
I appreciate you coming on Extreme Sports tonight and talking with us. Come back anytime, okay?
If I'm available next week, I'll be here.
All right.
All
my
right, man,
Jay
Real. I want to talk to you more, too.
All right. Thank you.
All right. My man, Jay Real. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Catch you tomorrow. So, bat time, same bat channel, man. Appreciate it, man.
All right, brother.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for a great night, great show. Next week, like I said, the epic NBA show we're going to try to do next week. All right, we're going to do an NBA debate show. I'm going to have four panels represent OKC, Golden State, Cleveland, and the Warriors. And I might have the Lakers up here, too. Yes, I said it. The L.A. Lakers. I'm referring to somebody representing the L.A. Lakers. Thank you for another week of Extreme Sports. Catch you next week.